Nice fall day, sunshine, grass, little breeze. You're all inside, we're out here.
It seemed pretty cold up there before.
It's nice on the field,
beautiful.
I'm overdressed.
How much did Hakeem do today?
He did individual, and that was the plan.
So his status kind of determined on how he feels after this?
It's always the next day. Yep. So, well, he's got another day, so.
Yeah.
The plan right now is we have to do a little bit more, maybe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See how he is in practice if he can.
Did David Deal do a little bit more today?
Excuse me?
Did David Deal do a little bit more today?
A little bit.
Martellus?
Did some today, yeah.
I was just going to say, with Nick's, you know, you'll see how he feels, but, you know, at this point, is there some hope of him playing Sunday?
Always hope. Always.
He's missed so much time, you know, so much practice. Is that a big concern?
Oh, it is. No question. But he's into it. You know, he's in every meeting. He listens to every comment made about the other receivers, guys at his position. He studies the tape. He's done all of those things. Now, has he repped every route? No.
How about just his condition?
His weight is fine. Everything that way is fine. He, you know, does what he can do in the training room.
The swelling gone from his knee?
I don't know. Truthfully, I don't know. He seems to be doing better and feels good. Has a smile on his face. Look forward to his time out here.
Did he look all right moving around?
Yeah, he moved around okay.
Yeah. How did Kenny do after running yesterday?
He's still got a ways to go.
Tom, it seems to me, just generically speaking, not a lot of attention is being played to special teams outside of your offices. I'm sure special teams, the big plays are a much bigger part of this game for you than maybe we think.
No question. True? I mean, special teams is huge. I mean, let's face it. We had been making very good progress until last weekend. Didn't play very well. We got to play well again. They have a very, as I mentioned yesterday, very good return game.
San Francisco has a great front seven when it comes to, you know, getting after the quarterback. Against the run, they're also top 10. What do you guys need to do? What do you do well against the run?
Block them.
Anything particular?
It's going to be a physical battle. If you expect to be able to stay in it, you have to stop the run, you got to run the ball.
Without Andre, you know, you think David Wilson is ready for this kind of physical challenge?
Oh, the physical challenge, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. He's ready for that. He wants more, let's put it that way.
How good is that San Francisco running game, and what are the keys to stopping it or slowing it?
Well, they're very diversified, and you have to be, first of all, you have to recognize the personnel that's in the game and align accordingly, and then it becomes the physical part of it, one-on-one individual battles that take place in every game. They do have a few wrinkles that they use, and you've got to adjust well to that. They run the option, they do some things of that nature, and you have to have people in the right place at the right time. Hopefully just, don't allow them to get the ball outside, get it on the corner. And when they do come with it, the dive part of it has got to be taken care of.
You mentioned David being ready for the physical challenge. What about the mental challenge?
Yeah, I think he's growing in that regard, too.
We think about this so much as a passing league and a big play league. Mm-hmm. Are they a bit of a different team in that regard now?
Well, they've since Jim has been there, that's their... their call card is their run game, and they do a very, very good job with it. And then they throw off of the run action. So that's the way they play. They're diversified in it, though, and they do a very nice job with it.
For David Deal, he's always been a starter when he's played here. Is there a role for him if he doesn't start right away?
We got to get him ready to be able to play. You know, that's the thing.